USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bus from Texas arrived in Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning, transporting dozens of illegal immigrants as part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's new plan to counter federal immigration policies. The bus came from the Del Rio sector in Texas. In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
After yesterday's dismal inflation numbers, the United States is struggling with levels of inflation that haven't been seen in 40 years, bringing up recession talk. On a positive note, we're still seeing strong growth. Still, the economy's momentum has slowed, but there is hope this can be turned around. More details are coming forward on how the Boy Scouts of America will move forward.
Attorneys for the Boy Scouts of America say protecting local BSA councils and troop sponsoring organizations from future liability for child sex abuse claims is critical to the national group's reorganization plan. They argued before a Delaware bankruptcy judge on Tuesday that liability releases for non-debtor third parties are not fair or necessary. The Boy Scouts sought bankruptcy protection in February 2020 to halt hundreds of individual lawsuits and create a settlement trust for child sex abuse victims. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
After a gunman terrorized subway riders in New York City Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams held a press conference from his COVID quarantine location.
We have not found any live explosive devices, but the suspect in today's attack detonated smoke bombs to cause havoc. We will not allow New Yorkers to be terrorized, even by a single individual. NYPD is searching for the suspect at large, and we will find him. But we ask the public to come forward with any information that may help us in this investigation. They can simply call 800-577-TIPS. 800-577-TIPS.
Person of interest, Frank James, is now being considered the main suspect by authorities. A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021 that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume of the adverse events that they were receiving.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.